Good morning to all of you. We welcome you to church this morning. We're glad that you're here. As we continue in our walkthrough of the Apostle Paul, as he is about to be arrested, I mentioned last time of the rather unusual demonstration of God's plan for Paul that was given by an old prophet by the name of Agabus, who came up to him and wrapped his arms with a garment, tying his wrists together and saying, "Thus shall happen to you if you go up to Jerusalem." And Paul said that he was willing to go, he was willing to die, whatever God would have for him. Those that were with him, Luke and several of the six men that had traveled in that group that we're told about in Acts chapter 20 on the third missionary trip, encouraged him not to go up. "Don't go up there, you're going to be arrested." And he said, "This is part of God's plan." 1 week after this happened, we're told, in verse 27, "And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, crying out, 'Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple and hath polluted this holy place.'" Verse 29 is important. "For they had seen before with him in the city Trophimus, an Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple." That's how all this started. They supposed something. Have you ever made a choice and then looked back and said, "I wonder if I made the right decision?" This is a perfect example here of the Apostle Paul. As he's had this major demonstration in front of all of his friends, you know, "You're going to be arrested." A week passes by. He goes in there and they trump up a charge against him that he brought Greeks into the temple to pollute the temple. "This is the man that's causing our trouble. For they supposed that a Greek that had traveled with him," there were two of them, "that had traveled with Paul, that Paul had taken him into the temple. Surely he's done this and polluted the thing." Now, this was all a lie. But he's going to be arrested just the same. And it's going to lead to a trial. It's going to mean being taken to Rome. It all starts with a lie. Does this sound familiar in our culture today? This young man in Pakistan who is 16, turned 17 in jail while he's been awaiting his execution. News came out a week or so ago that they're thinking of pursuing with this execution, and we have several different groups from the United States that are over there in Pakistan meeting with this judge, trying to get him to stop this execution and so forth. And it was a lie that was told by two Pakistani men because they wanted to get this 16-year-old because he had a Bible, right? So they made up lies of sedition and things of that nature. Now, did Paul escape? He didn't. Did Paul somehow get away from all of his problems with all of this that took place from the lie that was told? No. He went to jail. He went to Rome. He was executed. All right. All of these things happened, but it all began with a lie. And I just couldn't help but think, you know, folks, as we progress in the times in which we live, that we're going to be lied about. There's all kinds of stories that are going to be told. It doesn't take just a moment for social media to destroy somebody. It doesn't take much these days to destroy somebody or something or some business or some school or some church. Because we live in the day and age where Satan controls the air. All right? You need to understand that. And so, even though Paul was warned and his friends encouraged him, "Don't go up," this all comes down. They just don't know how. And it's going to come down when somebody lies and says, "He took a Greek into the temple." Never happened. But nonetheless, they took him. They beat the Apostle Paul. They tormented him all over a lie. But it was all part of God's plan to have him witness to the leader of the Roman Empire. That's how it all transposed. Are we willing to suffer wrong for the cause of Jesus Christ? This passage of Scripture in Acts chapter 21 is one of those eye-opening passages to wake Christians up to the possibilities that lie before us. If this can happen to the Apostle Paul, can it happen to us? We're seeing that transpire all around us where people's lives are just destroyed because of lies. So may we, as Christians, anchor ourselves to Jesus Christ. You can be blown away with lies, but you can't be blown away when you're in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? You can stand with Him. You can know the peace that passeth all understanding when you stand with Him. May God help us to be encouraged by what happened 1 week after the big demonstration with Agabus and the tying of the hands and so forth like that. God has His perfect will and work, and sometimes it involves being lied about. Sometimes it means hurtful things coming our way. May we stand strong for the Lord Jesus Christ.